You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
It was just a normal work morning, and then all of a sudden, I'm reading a mysterious email from Janet's secret admirer at protonmail.com. Hi, Janet. IT just rolled out a big SharePoint update. It's pulling all our media from our devices and adding it to our intranet profiles. You might want to double-check what others in the office can see if they browse to your profile page. Sincerely, your new biggest fan. My heart stopped dead. It must have been a full minute of just sitting there in terror, reading the message over and over, before my brain started working again, and I browsed to my profile to see what he meant. And yep, he's right. There, in my photos folder, for everyone to see, are hundreds and hundreds of my, private photos. You see, I run a fetish blog. Anonymously, of course, but I spend most of my time alone taking photos of myself in the most awfully explicit outfits and positions, and I just make sure to blur or crop out my face, but the rest of my body is pretty much internet property at this point. But these photos, most of these were raw images before I'd even anonymized them. There were photos of me spreading, of me putting the largest, most inappropriate things inside myself, of me having written the most obscene, unacceptable phrases on my own skin with lipstick. Oh God, there were even videos of me licking my bad dragon toys clean after finishing railing myself with them. Anyone who possessed even a tiny fraction of these would be able to blackmail me to the moon and back. Naturally, I made sure to delete them off my phone and off of SharePoint as quickly as possible, but one of my coworkers had already seen and undoubtedly saved a copy of them all. I was finished, doomed to be a slave for this pervert and do whatever he asked of me, or otherwise completely lose the hard-earned respect of every single person I knew. Okay, motherfucker, you've made your point. What do you want me to do to get you to delete your copy?